Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Landry and Lopez taking the day off. That means that instead of your normal In the Loop, you get a Black Friday edition. So you got your boy Brandon Scott, SportsRadio610.com. We got Figgy Fig in the building. He's the best in the world at what he do, so he came in and support on a Black Friday. We also got my man Ryan Rocket in. They together make up the Gems and Juice podcast.
You got the Gems and Juice podcast and the B-Block
podcast. Hey, we got the Gems and Juice podcast and the B-Block podcast all in one building, man. This is historical stuff. We had Kim Davis on the station earlier. Come to find out, she ain't never been on the station. And the station been around 20-something, almost 30 years as a sports station. I don't know what the hell that's about. I'm going to have to talk to somebody about that, but not too loudly because, you know, I want to keep my job and stick around and everything.
I mean, you already done admitted you done go to sleep, gone to sleep at least two times during
hey, look,
Texas game.
I'll tell you this, though. I defend like that. Hey, I'll tell you what. I dare anyone to challenge me on, hey, you should have stayed awake. You should have fought to sleep. For what? What did I miss of significance? And by the time I had work to do, I went back and watched the game. I got one of our coworkers logins for the NFL game.
NFL now?
Is it a Black Friday edition of In the Loop or not?
I know, man.
Are we going to be authentic or not? I said earlier to open the show that it wasn't going to be no code switching today.
Fair enough.
All right? Because
okay,
we do
okay,
enough
I'm
of that.
With it.
We do enough of that throughout the week. All right? So this us today, baby.
Well, I'm all a right. Crab in the barrel, so I'm going to go ahead and slide through, talk to Armin, say, hey, man, y'all need another reporter? You know, I might have some time to explain what you meant.
Hey, but look, since it is a Black Friday edition of In the Loop, let's go ahead and make it even blacker.
Yes.
And go out to Larry and Stafford to see what he's talking about. So apparently, he got a bone to pick. It's going to be some crime here, if you know what I mean.
Black on black crime.
Black and South and Southwest at that. So what's going on, Larry? What I do to upset you, man?
Hey, man, we gonna get to your Lovie Smith thing here in a minute about that being a good thing they doing, because I'm gonna counter that. I just have to get with Ryan when he said, is it offensive to say you enjoy watching black quarterbacks? Hell no, it ain't offensive. We all know how the swagger look, man, when them brothers out there throwing that rock, man. And, you know, no offense to the other Caucasians, man, but it's just a different game when the brothers are in charge, man. Once you put us under center, everything opens up for you, man. But you know, y'all can continue to have y'all Blaine Gabberts and y'all Mitchell Trubisky's and all that other stuff, man. But we like a little swagger with our meat, man. So that's all.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
They was mad at me because I didn't want to watch Andy Dalton, because I wanted to watch Justin Fields over Andy Dalton. Can you believe that, man?
Hey, man, if they was mad at you for that, they crazy as hell. Don't nobody want to see Lucy over there playing center, man, with that red hair, man. We was trying to see Justin Fields do his thing, man. That's what we wanted to see, man.
Straight up.
Andy Dalton could go be the Red Rocket out there in Katy or wherever he's from, man. We ain't trying to see that. But look here, a couple things, man. You know, you were saying that, you know, some of the things, the Texans do some good things or whatever with the Lovie Smith hire, and I would counter that, but them silly-ass dudes kept Tim Kelly. So we got for every action, there's a reaction. And we know that these boys are 2-8, man, and the fact that Cully over there, man, and, you know, let me try to help Cully out with the defense, but it ain't going to matter, man, because we still on this same plateau that we've been on until they make a fundamental change. And when I say they, you know I'm talking about Big Cal McNash. Until he make a fundamental change and decide that he going to walk his ass over there to Deshaun house and knock on that door and get this resolved, everybody think that this thing is just going to be over once they trade Deshaun. Then you're going to have to go through 5, 6, 7 Cleveland Brown years just to get to the point where you even want to watch football, because there's going to be some quarterbacks that's going to come out and we're going to draft and they're going to stink it up, man. So I ain't trying to hear all that. But back to Black Friday, man, look, you boys are wondering why Kim Davis hadn't been on the air. I can tell you, but y'all don't really want me to tell you why.
Don't give us some trouble now, Larry. Don't give us some trouble, baby.
I ain't going to get y'all in no trouble. It was just great to hear Kim on there, man, because she's been out there on the grind for a long time, and I love hearing her perspective on things, especially when she knows what she's talking about. Fellas, it's always good to hear my boys on. And Figgy, come on, dog. I'm going to go to Starbucks. You know what to send me when I go get that drink and I'll haul.
Don't get that pumpkin spice, man.
Man, hey, look, the pumpkin spice. Look, Larry brought up another good point about the years going, having to go through a bunch of Cleveland Brown years. And, you know, that's not a shot at Cleveland, but people forget. I don't know, do people forget what it was like all them years before Deshaun and all of them swings and misses, let's call it 2014 to 2014, 2015, 2016, and having to go through, like, basically the story of DeAndre Hopkins' career before Deshaun was that revolving door and what that was like. Like that was extremely rough.
It was rough, but it wasn't Cleveland Browns rough, because at least the Houston Texans had a great defense. You had J.J. Watt. They was pretty much carrying this team overall. And then you had the DeAndre Hopkins. The Browns never had a DeAndre Hopkins type of player. They never had a J.J. Watt type of player. They were just making bad picks, man. All the players they picked, probably not even in the league or probably, you know, non-starters. So, you know, it do sound bad because you didn't have a quarterback, but it's better than being the Cleveland Browns, man.
Yeah, man. I think that time was a lot more hopeful as a Texans fan and somebody who watched the Texans, because you knew they were just a quarterback away, to where watch them right now and it's like, okay, they're everything away just about, you know. So
hell, they had the quarterback last year and they was trapped.
So, yeah, man, it felt a lot more hopeful even during those down times, because we knew we had a good squad. We just needed a better quarterback. And now it's the fan base especially is just wondering, where do you start? You know, can we even trust the people who are in charge to make these decisions right now? And that feels a lot more hopeless as a from the perspective of somebody watching the team and as a fan.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, I'm that's kind of where I'm at, is like, you know, going back to this conversation of Tyrod Taylor and versus Davis Mills, you know. And I saw my guy Aaron Reese at the Athletic, who I appreciate his work. You know, love being in the press conference with him, asking questions, and after the press conferences we powwow and talk about the answers that we got, and everything, you know. But he is also on this evaluate Davis Mills, figure out what you have in him, so you can figure out if you need to draft a quarterback next year. And like and part of his point. Part of the premise, too, is that you do have enough sample size, enough body of work with Tyrod Taylor to know what kind of quarterback he is. And I think that you can, without over or understating what Tyrod Taylor is, say he is about a middle-of-the-pack type of quarterback. Not elite, not trash. I would take some exception to a segment that In the Loop did several months back, where the mental exercise, the intellectual exercise, found that Tyrod Taylor was the worst starting quarterback in all of the NFL.
Wow.
And I don't think that looks too good today and would take exception to it. But I think that it is fair to say that whether he is the worst or the 15th best, it ain't going to get you to where you need to go. But better than what your option is in a third round rookie in Davis Mills. So that's where I'm at.
I have a random question for you, man. Knowing how, because you brought up Deshaun Watson earlier today, knowing how, just when you're in there asking questions, how difficult was it for you to ask? I mean, this is when we expected daily or weekly Deshaun updates. How difficult was it for you to ask a question knowing you were going to get the, we're just going to take it day by day? Like, would you ever form the question? This is just something I randomly thought about, man. But did you ever think about forming the question in a way where you wouldn't get that answer? And was it even possible?
Yeah, so there are two different schools of thought in question asking when it comes to something that's as topical as that. And I think that, so particularly with Deshaun Watson, there were certain questions where you knew you weren't going to get an answer that was satisfactory, but you have to ask it for the record. So, like, just as part of an act of journalism, and we kind of dabble in the radio business now, especially in the 21st century media, we kind of are dabbling in both feet, a foot in the both ends of entertainment and journalism, so to speak. But from a journalistic standpoint, some questions that on the outside or when you hear, you're like, why would they ask that? Why would they not going to answer that? Why are you wasting time with that question? Why are you asking that? Because it has to be asked for the record. They can lie. They can no comment it. They can sideswipe the question. Nick Caserio, the Texans general manager now, is the best at this, of being asked a direct question and not necessarily giving you a direct answer. And that, and he's free to do that. Like, that's just as we're free to ask the question, he is free to answer it the way he wants. And I don't necessarily, you know, overall have it, like, I prefer to get a better answer, but I don't have a problem with that. You know, so that's part of it. But then also, you want to kind of, to the point and to the question that you're asking, you want your question to elicit a good answer. Because we are, the mindset I just gave you a minute ago is just straight journalism, right? Mm-hmm. But we are specifically in the audio business here in radio, right? So it ain't just about asking a question for the record. It's also about getting a sound bite or getting something that we can therefore.
Sometimes they don't answer the question, and that's the answer right there.
Yeah.
Like, if I say, what do you feel about Deshaun Watson? If you say no comment, even though that's not the answer we was looking for, he gave us an answer that we can talk about. We can talk about why he say no comment and all this other stuff.
Yeah, and it's so fascinating, too, when you get into the thick of it, asking questions. I can remember last year I asked J.J. Watt a question that was just an aight question, but he misunderstood the question and heard in his mind the question that he thought I was going to ask. At this point, we know each other. The question that he thought I was asking, or maybe even the question that he wanted to answer, and it ended up being a much better answer or a much better soundbite than the little
kind of anticipated.
Yeah, or if I'm just being honest and self-critical, the question that I asked him wasn't that great of a question. It was just an all right question.
Yeah.
And was going to get an all right answer if he gave it to me. But he gave me the answer to the question that he basically wanted me to ask. And I'll never forget that, because after the fact, it was made to be a big deal too, because after the fact, he went back and reached out to all of the media to clarify why he said what he said, because if you go back and look at the transcript, the answer does not align with what he was asked. So it's always an interesting kind of back and forth, tit for tat, of what goes on there. But speaking of questions, on this Black Friday edition of In the Loop, we got Lamont on the line, and I believe he wants to talk Texas. Lamont, talk to me, man.
Say, man, first of all, one thing I have to say about the Texans is, man, and I know that they do what they got to do, because and what a lot of people forget about this, at the end of the day, the Texans are a business. It's about making money. It's about generating revenue. It's about generating a profit. But I think if they were just to come out and just tell us, tell us what it is, and this kind of points to the point that you guys are talking about. You know, that everybody is skirting around questions. Nobody don't want to come out and say it's a rebuild. We all listen to you guys on the radio. We all us fans talk about it on Twitter and all that. We say it's rebuild, but nobody want to talk about that. And this is just not a Texas issue. It's around the league issue, because they can't just put out there that it's a rebuild. And, we just try to do things different. So, we left with, you know, we love with speculation, but I truly feel, man, if a team, okay, let me go to the Astros. I can remember back when the Astros was losing 100 games a year, you know, everybody was clowning them. Nobody was telling them that they had a grand plan. But after the Astros started winning and stuff, you know, everybody looked back into those 3 years that they was losing 100 games. It was like, oh, they brilliant. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, it would have been a little bit more palatable if you could have just told us back then what the plan was. But it's just kind of frustrating because I'm one of those Texas fans. One, I mean, I'm beyond Deshaun Watson. I actually think I think they should build around Taylor. That's me. I mean, that's just my own opinion. Two, this is the third two-win team that I have seen. And you know, the Texans may win 3 or 4 more. One or two more games, you know, put them up that or four. But
yeah, they got a chance this weekend, Lamar. Don't count them out.
In other words, back in 2005 when they lost 2 games, and back in 2013 when they lost 2,000 games, them teams didn't look like mean. Them teams actually looked like they had something, and all they needed to do was have a competent coach out there to coach them. This team right here, this team actually looks like what they look like mean. They actually look sorry, man. And I guess it kind of frustrates me. It kind of frustrates me, man, because everybody is talking around circles. And I find myself getting mad at the media, man, because y'all got to frame y'all questions and do all of this type of stuff, you know, just to get some solid answers, man. I just want some solid answers. And not only that, man, I want this Texas team to look like a team that's and the defense is looking like that right now. Not so much the offense, but I just want them to look like they give a damn, man. And I'm gonna say my one last thing: Culley is not the answer, and I wish D'Amico Ryans get in here as a head coach. That's all I have, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the last part he said there about Culley is how a lot of people feel. Even those who like Culley and are rooting for him to succeed, he just hasn't really shown you anything that indicates that was the way to go or that's part of the future. Now, who was it? We had a caller earlier that mentioned as well that even at the time of the hire, it was like, okay, this feels like a placeholder type of hire, not really a serious hire. It felt like they were punting on the season or punting on just this part of the process, especially when you consider who all was out there that they interviewed. They interviewed Jim Caldwell, who's got pedigree, Coach Peyton Manning. They interviewed Leslie Frazier, got pedigree. Coaching a real good defense in Buffalo, played on the 85 Bears, won a Super Bowl as a player. You know, things didn't necessarily work out great when he was a head coach with the Vikings, but you know, it's black head coaches as retreads, not necessarily a thing, you know. And so, you know, there was a concern about that. And then of course the lightning rod was Eric Bieniemy. Well, how come he didn't get more of a look? I feel like that this was, this was them like handpicking who they thought. I know manipulate has been the word that's being used, but maybe they would prefer mold. You can use manipulate if you want, but they wanted someone that they felt like they could have more of an influence on and wouldn't be as much of an independent voice, it seems. That's the way it comes off, yeah. that you would get somebody that was sort of just, happy to be here. But, yeah, let's take a break, man. We'll get into a little bit more of this. We got Texans and Jets coming up on the weekend. Got a big college football slate. The Rockets play tomorrow night. They got their second win of the season after losing 15 straight. We talked about Steven Silas and how that's a struggle as well as far as the rebuild for the Rockets. So we'll get into a little bit more of that on the other side. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.